Grab your Bible, please, while you're standing. We'll stand and read the word, then we're going to sit down then. Grab your Bible. John chapter 9. We're reading this passage for a particular reason about the word the Lord then gave us for the new year. And he said, let me manifest. Let me manifest to you and through you. Now, I have a revelation that God gave me about this morning, that will take us further into the realm of the Spirit. In John 9, I'm reading this story for a particular reason. Verse 1, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. How long he was blind? From his birth. All right, blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parent. Now I want you to notice the last statement in verse 3. But that the works of God should be manifest in him. Isn't that something? Goes on to say it. I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night comes when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground. Now, right here, manifestations will not come per se normal. Yes, sir. If you don't watch it, you'll think things going the wrong way. Yes. But if you got faith in God, you know it's always a work out in your favor. Yes, sir. Even here this morning, here in the auditorium online, something may seem like it's going the wrong way, but if you trust him, he'll bring it around. Yes, sir. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so, and then the oddest way God do things sometimes to get a manifestation. You can block manifestation by routine action.
Yes, sir.
In other words, this the way it has always been going.
Yes, sir.
This the way I think it should go, and then you block God off. All right. You got to be willing to let God cut you off. And you don't know how he's going to come out or how he's going to bring you out, but he'll bring you out. All right.
Yes,
are you listening to me?
Yes,
so he says in the sixth verse, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground. The man blind now. And made clay of the spitter. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Spit and dirt. You don't know how you're going to do it. Let me give you insight. You don't know how you're going to do it, but you know why he's going to do it. That's where your faith must be. God going to take care of me, right? And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed. This don't even make sense. Put mud in my eye, didn't tell me to go wash. But he said he went washing what? Came seen. The neighbor therefore and they that washed before it sent him that he was blind, saying, not this he that said, beg. And they went to talk religious talk. Sit down. Now, when the Lord said, let me manifest to me the early part of the year, or the latter part, just for the new year come in, let me manifest. And then he said, to you and through you. Now, I want to take you a little farther today on when you talk about manifest with God, you're also talking about mysteries. that cannot be known no other way. He unfold mysteries to manifest, all right? You got to also talk about God's creative abilities, how God can take nothing and make something out of it. I just want to get you in a van where you can see how to really let God manifest. It's not normal. That the story here is not normal. It's not a normal way. You usually get sterilized and clothed if you're trying to get somebody to see. Not no spit and mud. You follow what I'm saying? So sometime when God am in the manifest in your life, it's going to look like it's going the wrong way. You didn't get it. See, it takes faith for God to manifest. God can't manifest by your feeling. It's going to take faith. In another word, it's very important here, is to trust him. Do you trust him all the way? He needs you to trust him. Trust him, Lord, with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, not even all your ways. He'll direct your path. So could it be that many times God am to manifest something, to open something up in our life, but it wasn't going the way we thought it was going, or it wasn't going the way that we thought the scripture said it should go? And see, we have to come to the point where we trust him. So I want to yield to the Holy Spirit in the total revelation of manifestation. When God said, let me manifest. You know, God is a Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, right? But God the Father runs God the Son and run God the Holy Ghost. Listen to me very carefully now because I'm about to cross some bridges here. So God is a Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The Son answers to the Father. And the Holy Ghost answers to the Father. Right? Theologian called it a Trinity. Now you and I are made up of three parts. I am a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in a body. I am a spirit. I have a soul. Your spirit has to become the God to your soul. Your spirit has to become the God to your body as the Holy Spirit puts your Godship in you. So the Spirit of God want to manifest in your spirit, your soul, and your body. Now you're not going to find this in no book, so you better listen. This is fresh apostolic lesson God want to teach you. When God say, I want to manifest, God want to manifest through your total man. And just like God is over Jesus and over the Holy Spirit, your spirit is supposed to be over your soul and over your body. The harmony of the spirit, soul, and body has to be in place. The Holy Spirit speaks to your spirit. Your spirit speak to your soul. Your soul speak to your body. Anybody listening? Yes, could it be that it's time that God want to manifest for you that he cannot because you don't have your soul and body under control? This statement. God can't control your soul without you. God can't control your body without you. So he wants to manifest Now, I want to show you three scriptures that will change your life forever. You know them, but you don't know them. This morning, I want the Holy Spirit to have a chance to perform a spiritual operation upon every person under the sound of my voice. And when that operation over, they're going to get up out of bed. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever the situation is, whatever hindering you, when this operation is over, you're going to get up and be well. I don't care if you're married, you're finance, I don't care what it is. You're going to get up, you're about to get operated on. But you got to partake of this operation. God said, I can't manifest without the operation. Hebrews 4:12. The surgery weapon that God used is the word. And this surgery weapon, the word, is a spiritual weapon. It's not a physical knife. It works in realms that nobody else can operate in. If you listen to him this morning, he'll operate on you. I'm not going to be long this morning, but he'll operate on your situation. So we're talking about having manifestation in your spirit, manifestation in your soul, manifestation in your body, manifestation in all your affairs of your life. And I want to add the word supernatural manifestation. Just like this man with his blind man, that had to be supernatural. Spit, that's germ, that mud. But he came back seeing, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
You're too natural. That's what I heard.
Yes.
He talked to me too. You're too natural. And you have the privilege of being supernatural. Because you're a child of God. Are you following me?
Yes,
so here, it tells us how we're operating on. We got to be properly divided.
Yes, sir.
The average church you go to, you just one is one part. But you're a tri-type being.
Amen.
I want to say, if the Holy Spirit permit me, I want to say God made you a Trinity like he is.
Yes.
Are you taking care of your Trinity? And you cannot unless you get insight, proper teaching, proper preaching, proper understanding, you will walk around you like a normal person. You're not a normal person. You got the kingdom, the power, and the glory living on the inside of you. You got to know how to function in revelation. You got to know how to function in illumination, insight that God gives to you. You follow me? Your situation shouldn't rule you. Revelation changed situation. Meditation brings on revelation. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So here we got this soul. The word of God is quick. It's alive. Powerful. Now, there's three things. Alive, powerful, and sharper. Then any two-edged sword. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Piercing to even to the dividing asunder. Here we go. Dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. So you got to be rightly divided. Before manifestation, you got to be rightly divided. And of the joint and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. But what I want you to see is that threefold being there. I am a spirit, I have a soul, I have a body. God operates through our spirit. The Holy Spirit operates through our spirit that we can take authority over our soul and our body. Then we get a manifestation. Some of you all don't know nothing about no manifestation. You're a church. I go to church. But let me talk to you this morning. You are designed to manifest. Listen, don't miss this now. You are designed to manifest the mysteries of God. Now, if that's so, let me show you what you're missing if you don't know. Turn to Matthew 13. Matthew 13. I want to show you something. If y'all don't receive them, you can hear me say I'm closing. So I'm trying to take you a little deeper this morning. Every manifestation you need in your life is about to come. Hallelujah. In Matthew 13, verse 11, he answered and said to them, because it's given to you to know the what?
Mystery.
Of what?
The kingdom.
And then he said what?
The kingdom.
Why would you be a Christian and live like a regular person? Why would you be a Christian and when you walk in the room or when a situation is going on, the person look to you? They're supposed to look to you. You're supposed to have an answer. You're connected with God. But we get up, we just like normal people. I go to church, I'm a member of so-and-so, but we ain't got no power. You know what I'm saying? Like we should have. We should be able to say, thus saith the Lord. I don't care what it look like. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Everything looked gloomy. You said, glory to God. See, yeah, point over there. I said, but it looked gloomy. I said, no, I ain't saying gloomy. I said, glory to God. I'm calling God on the scene. I'm calling God into this situation. It's not by might, nor by power, but by His Spirit. I'm not going to sit here and be like a regular person. I'm ready for a manifestation. Tell us about it. I'm ready for a manifestation. Exactly what I need.
Exactly what I want.
Because you're a Christian. You have to let the word of God operate on you properly. It's given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. Now, that don't even sound like a great revelation. But you go to that 12 verse, it sounds good. You know what I mean? You might not shout that 11 verse, but go to that 12 verse. And you can't go to the 12th verse without the 11th verse. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and shall have more abundant. But whosoever hath not the revelation, from him shall be taken away. Stop the devil from taking stuff from you. Stop the thief from taking away things from you. Walk in revelation. Walk in the power and the glory of God.
Yes.
Say, no, you don't, in the name of Jesus. We must start walking in revelation, creation, and manifestation as children of God. He sent you to rule by revelation. Not just a church member. Here's a threefold manifestation. Look in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now, God will not tell me to do something I can't do.
Amen.
The word sanctify, that means set apart.
Amen.
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Holy, I see, holy. W-H-O-L-L-Y. And I pray God, so he's going to show you the holy. Your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go to the 24th verse. Go to the 24th verse. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Tell him, do it, God.
Do it, God.
See, we to operate in this foggy culture, where praise don't turn out to be a nightclub. And where people are improperly dressed. I don't know whether they're going to church or they're going to a football game. Disrespectful. Men wearing earrings in the ear. Women got earring in the nose. They say ear, not nose. You don't want to wear no nose ring. And you don't know what to say, Mr. or Mrs. to who you're talking to.
Come on.
We need a revelation. Because God want to manifest. Don't care. And don't talk about them. Just keep talking about them. About, they're taking over. They ain't taking over. Them heifers not taking over. No. They can't take over. Because I got this book here. God's in control. They ain't going to take over. And they're not going to take our children. Talk to them children. Tell them children. Talk. Sit down and talk to them. Minister to your children. Don't expect me to do everything. You got to do something.
Hallelujah.
Tell them what's wrong. Tell them what's right. Tell them shut that off. Check them computers out. Who? I don't know about all this stuff about this computer, but who they watching? And stop putting all your doggone business on computers. Nobody wants to see the little dress you got on, no way. The enemy getting in on you through instrument. Don't be watching all that stuff. You can't watch some of these preachers, because they don't know what they're talking about. They're a bunch of hoes and a bunch of homosexuals themselves. Preachers running with men. Violating little boys. Protect your children. Slap the hell out of them. We need to whip children behind. Y'all talking about let's discuss it. I ain't discussing nothing. They whooped us. They didn't discuss. My daddy ain't talk to me. Come on, boy, you're going to be a bam, bam, bam. Spare not the rod. Let's go back to the old school. You want God to manifest? Quit compromising. Socializing with your children. Come on. Let's talk it over. No, I ain't talking about it. This is what you're going to do right here. Set your butt down here. This is what you're going to do right now. And you're not going with them. I remember my trail one night when he was small and wanted to go stay with some people. And the mama was talking. I said, no, you can't go. I'm going to ask. I said, no, you can't go. I'm going to go. And then the next day, it was reported it was a shootout at the house. Y'all too friendly. Sit down. I'm going to be through in a minute. Romans 12. The Apostle Paul was trying to get this same thing over to the church. I'm aiming to bring it to you that you have to keep a threefold order in order for God to manifest through you. One part of you Satan can't run, the other two part he can. Whoa. One part of you Satan can't run. The other two part, if you don't take care of them, Satan can run them. Satan can't run your spirit, but he can run your soul and your body if you don't shut him down. Guess what? God can't stop him. So you got to be trained properly. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You got to be able to stop it for yourself. And this is not a group deal. I'm talking to y'all one by one this morning. We can't come in agreement on this. It's a decision you got to make. I'm born of the Spirit, washed in his blood. I got power on the inside of me. There you got in Romans 12:3. It's the whole lineup right there. And notice, I always thought about it. Why he didn't put verse 3 at 1 and come down? But he put that body first. You know why? That's where you're going to have the most problem. How many agree with that? About feeling. Then he give us something to handle that body. Called M-E-R-C-Y. Yes, sir. That body needs mercy. Yes, sir. Have you been turning your mercy loose? Yes. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you, that Jesus, that the Holy Spirit, that your pastor, that your apostle. Because see, I don't know where y'all going when y'all leave here. I ain't in control with y'all. I ain't gonna pray about where Bert at, where John at. I ain't got time to be praying about all that where y'all at. John gotta take care of himself when he leave here. I'm just to put the word in John, but I can't keep John's body in play. Come on. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body, in my body, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You do it. You do it by mercy. Help, say, Lord, have mercy. That body is something, isn't it? They don't want to get up in the morning sometimes. And definitely don't want to eat right. I lack everything. We all got the same kind of body. Y'all just talk to me. I'm so glad I'm human so I can talk to you. I'm going to tell you something. You're gonna might go through the floor. But you're going to love me after I say, oh, Lord, you're going to love me. Sometimes you can eat what you want. Oh, y'all ain't gonna respond. Y'all know y'all been waiting on that. Eat what you want one time or two times. I ain't gonna kill you. Y'all never thought I would say that, did you? They got shocked, but they were shocked. Somebody said, hallelujah, I love my pastor. No, I saw further as a pioneer. I saw further into the rim. God sent me down, cutting these trees down. I saw that you get over in the medical field as one thing, they'll tell you they know everything, and some many times we need them. Secondly, you'll get over here, these guys talking about what to eat and what not to eat, they think they own everything. They're selling you something, and they're selling you something. So you got to hear from the Lord. Remember I told you that, right? Remember I told you that? Some things say don't eat no meat. I've been all down them lines. Shoot, I eat meat now. Because I found a revelation. Now, these guys just think they're God. I went to a big meeting. And they're talking about how not to eat it and how not to eat it. But then there's another boy, he's just cussing. I mean, saying stuff, you know. So I called him to the side. I said, look, I ain't come here to let you hear this mess. See, the next time you get up there, you respect God. I mean, they're meeting now. I'm paid this money to come here, hear you, and you up here cussing like a little sailor. Don't even know what you're talking about. Write this down. It's time to become a threefold winner in life. A threefold winner. This is the only way to be free. Once you learn this kind of manifestation, you will walk in a full free anointing. Turn to 3 John, verse 2. It's time to become a threefold winner in life. What kind of winner?
Threefold.
It's the only way you'll be free. Once you learn this kind of manifestation, you will walk in a full free anointing. The manifestation of the threefold freedom supplied by the Holy Ghost. Now he said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prosper. How prosperous is your soul? Now, I'll show you another verse that the Lord showed me there in Romans 9:1. I tell the truth and I lie not in my conscience. Huh? Also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. I was reading that. The Lord said, now, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my imagination. Also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. My will also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. You're not going to be blessed unless you have the whole threefold manifestation. When you let God fully manifest his will in your life, you become a manifester for God. God want to manifest his Trinity in you. Is your Trinity in line with God? God will tell you, don't eat that. He'll tell you that. You know he'll tell you that. I'm ready for your threefold supernatural manifestation in my body, soul, and spirit. Write that down. I'm ready for your threefold supernatural manifestation in my body, my soul, and my spirit. I know you're going to like this part, and this is what it's leading to. I'm ready to cut out all failures down in my life right now. I refuse to fail. I'm called to have supernatural manifested triumph in my total man. The frustration, fears, and all worldly formulas must yield to the manifestation of the Holy Ghost in my life fully. Frustration, fear, and all worldly formulas must yield to the manifestation of the Holy Ghost in my life fully. You listening?
Yes, sir.
The satanic forces cannot have place in my life. For I'm yielding to the total manifestation of God on a daily basis. Shutting Satan down. See, what you're learning, what we're grabbing on to, what is being confirmed in our life today, is that Satan has no authority over us. But if we don't know, we let that body do what it won't do. Let the soul do what it won't do. We think anything come along. You shut that thought down when it come in there. I'm yielding to Jesus, gifts, administration, operation, manifestation, demonstration, mysteries in my life right now. I'm closed earlier today. Cultural problem. Do we have any cultural problem? Sam sex disaster. Improper dressing. Holy so-called praise. By not knowing how to manifest the glory of God in the total man. Listen very carefully. Man must learn how to bring his total man into the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Gifts must be open in your spirit. God's Son, Holy Ghost, God in charge of the Godhead. Man's spirit, soul, body. Man must be in guard of his soul and his body. Turn to one scripture and I'll close. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. In order to function properly or let God manifest properly, you have to understand one word: authority. God has authority over everything, everybody. They can shake and rattle and roll, whatever they want to do, but God's still in charge.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, he's shutting them down now.
Yes,
24, the year of shut down and get up. The believer going to rise up, and those who climb are going to get shut down.
Yes.
Notice here how miracles and signs and wonders are going to hit your life from this day forward. In Matthew 8, verse 5. And Jesus was entering to Capernaum. There came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. He'll come, you know. The old folks say he may not come when you want him. Well, if you don't know that, I'm sad for you. Now, the younger folk might not know, but some of y'all, I'm looking at y'all, y'all got enough age on your face to tell me the answer to this thing. You may not come when you want him.
He's always on time.
Now, thinking about this ministry, we got a lot of people over 80 and many over 90. That's I'm thankful. And I mean, and you're getting around. Isn't that wonderful? And some of them been with me 40, 50 years. My whole ministry. I think about that, you know. God good, isn't he? So we got some examples in this church, don't we? Of the word. I'm talking about the word. I ain't talking about me, I'm talking about the word, man. You just read the Bible, you'll get blessed. Watch what this man do. Watch what Jesus say. Verse 6 says, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that I should come under my roof, but speak the word only. What he said? And my servant shall be healed. Isn't that something? But speak the word on. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Here's how he knew that. Verse 9. Here's where we got to come. We got to come to know his authority.
Yes, sir.
I'm a man under authority.
Yes, sir.
Having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, go. And he goes until another come. And he come in unto my servant, do this. And he do with it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I said unto you that many shall come from the east and the west, shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way. Wow. And as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And look at the end of the verse 13. Read it last. We got power. Stand on your feet.